The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty brought the case. The group argues the Wisconsin Elections Commission isn't meeting deadlines in state law for removing people from the voter rolls who may have moved in Wisconsin or out of state. Attorney General Josh Call argued on behalf of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He argued it's not actually up to the commission to remove people from the voter rolls under state law. He argued the commission maintains the voter registration list.
But the actual nuts and bolts of how people are registered or how they're deactivated, under our system, that largely happens at the local clerk level.
If the court rules in favor of the conservative group, about 130,000 people would be removed from Wisconsin's voter rolls, according to the Elections Commission. People who are removed from the list would have to re-register to vote. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.